You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
This week, our lesson study is from, it says, in fact, teach us to pray. We are on quarter one. We are on lesson number two, teach us how to pray. And we are all speaking about the Psalms. As the other day, I'm like, why is the P silent? But anyway, it's an English thing, so I don't want to really, but youngsters, why is the P silent? You know, we're on Psalms, you know, so today we're speaking about all things from despair to hope. Yesterday, we spoke about a Psalm of despair. Woo. That psalm, it was quite interesting. Today we are from despair to hope, and the big brother, Pastor Maforo, is joining us. Pastor Amos Maforo is joining us on the line. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, and you, Mfundisi?
I am well. Greetings to all the Sid family.
Amen. Side note, Mfundis, before we get into the serious stuff, you know, so when you are back home, all of you, you and your smaller, younger brother, I don't know if any other one is a pastor there. What do you discuss? Do you sit there and discuss the Bible because both of you are pastors?
No. Just like a normal family. Oh. We discuss a lot of things, general things, general stuff, the challenges we go through, we pray. general stuff, you know, entertainment. There's a lot we talk about.
I've and always wondered.
It's just normal families.
Okay.
Just to use an effort,
Ne. I know that is good. That is good. So, Mpundisi, from despair to hope, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, once again, we come to the throne of grace, asking for divine protection. And we ask you to explain everything. We understand your word. Through the Psalms, may we see Jesus and may we apply these in our daily walk. This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, from despair to hope. Yesterday we spoke a lot about despair, and today I see there is hope here somewhere.
Oh yes, There is always hope, even when we are in despair. Yesterday we had a psalm of despair, and we made it clear that even if we are down there, we are asking, my God, where are you? Why have you forsaken me? The Lord always is there with us. Today, we want to address a certain aspect in our lives. As Christians, many a times we have thought about God, you know, we feel he's absent in our lives.
Mm.
You know, there are times when you feel the presence of God is not there and you feel like you are all alone. So today, through the Psalm of the Psalm 13, we want to address that question, that does God ever leave us? Does God ever forget us? Does God have amnesia? Does God suffer from dementia? You know, does he forget? That's what we want to address. Maybe we will read the Psalm. I think there are only about 6 verses.
Mm-hmm.
We can go through those that we draw some lessons from there.
Yes, Mpundisi.
You have it close, or I just go through it?
Psalm 13. If a lay Bible, yes, will I go Psalm 140? Maybe there's something there.
Just about 6 verses.
Yes, Psalm 13. Yeah. It says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes and I will sleep in death. My enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me.
Beautiful, Sam. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for reading that one. Now, before we go into this psalm, I'll just like to say, you know, through the trials we go through, challenges we go through, do you know, at times we feel we do not deserve such challenges that we're going through.
Mm.
A good example is Job. Honestly, what did Job do that was wrong for him to suffer thus?
You know,
for him, all his kids, to lose all his servants, to lose all his riches, and to almost lose his wife.
Mm.
You know, what wrong did he do? If you read chapter 1, it actually says Job that very morning, he had actually made some sacrifices.
Hey.
He would make sacrifices for his children. Why keep away from me named Nielo? Then you ask yourself, Kanti, why is this happening to me? You know, at times you are so loyal, we return our tithes and our offerings, and we have miscarriages.
Mm.
You know, you ask yourself, you don't even have children. You ask yourself, but God, there are some kids who are just playing, you know, in the bedroom. Then boom, they are pregnant. And you are suffering 20 years. You know, you've been married faithfully. You are faithful to your spouse. There is no child. So at times we ask ourselves, why do we have these trials? We don't deserve such things. So today we want to unmask the devil, and we share looking at everything through the lens of the great controversy.
Mm.
Because I'm in despair, but now want to go to hope so that we understand why certain things happen the way they happen, or why certain things we look at them and we think this is unfair, you know? Number one question is, verse 1, how long will thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will you hide your face from me? The question is, does God forget anyone? Honestly, does he hide his face from us? That, you know, somebody say, if God forgets you, you cease to exist.
Yes.
You know, amadlozi ukuthi bangakhohlwa ukuthi awuhle banhlanekele. If uNkulunkulu nebuhlanekela, you cease to exist. You know. So God is God. We exist because of God.
Yeah.
Maybe this can be a figure of speech just saying, ukuthi, why have you forgotten me? Why have you hidden your face from me? You know, there are moments where we feel that. You know, we feel umlimi is far, God is far from me. No, not only far, that he has forgotten me. He's not taking care of me. You know, he's concerned about other people. Maybe he's on leave.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of God we worship? You know, there are moments where we feel like that. Being realistic, being practical. All of us, there are moments, you know, you go for an interview, you deserve to get that job and you don't get it. Somebody who doesn't deserve it gets it. You know, you ask yourself, how long will you forget me, God? Things are not happening. I'm praying. I was just started the 10 days of prayer,
yes.
You know, and we are praying. And after 10 days, things don't happen the way you are expecting them to happen. You know, somebody who is a drunkard is not even following God, you know, is abusive, but things are moving for them. So today, let's move from despair to hope. Now, if we have asked that question, verse number 2 says, how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Nyazi leza uyayithanda le ukuthi ingabe izithanda ukuphumelela kunawe. You don't like that. You don't understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of us, we don't understand. You know, you look around, it seems the evil people are actually prospering. We're going to address it before the end of the quarter. We'll address the issue of Psalm 73 about Asaph.
Okay.
By saying, Posenga shed, you know, my mind feet almost slipped when I looked at the evil people prospering. You look around, look the who's who of this world. They're evil people. They don't even worship God. Some actually, they're atheists. They deny his existence. But they are what? They're prospering. A quick reminder is Jesus, you know, remember the last temptation of Jesus? The devil says, bow down unto me, and I will give you all these kingdoms. You know, bow down. So he owns all these things. So the fact that you have all these riches doesn't mean it's a blessing from God. We're not saying God does not bless us. He does bless us. We're not actually exalting the poverty gospel. No, we're not saying that God blesses us. But blessings are not a sign of God's presence. I don't know what that means. It's making sense. They're not. The fact that everything is moving well for me does not mean God is with me. Because when it wasn't moving well with Job, wasn't he there with Job? God was there with Job when he had blessed him with everything. God was still God, and he was still with Job when he had lost everything. You know, the thinking that was there, that's why the woman came and said, "Nah, no, just, you know, curse your God and you die." But God, Job's response is, shall we always expect good from God? Mm. You know? All right. So, verse number 2 asks, you know, my soul, you have sorrow in my heart daily. How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Yeah. So when we look around, we need to understand and be close to God. He says, verse 3, consider and hear me, O Lord, my God, lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Mm.
Before I die, Lord, help me. So we've established God does not forget any of us. Yes. He doesn't.
Yes.
Right? There is this common mistake which we need to avoid when praying, you know, that we think it's all about us. You know, we need not be myopic. This is a great controversy.
But it's about us, Njie.
Yes. I'm saying it's not all about you. Okay. Only you. Whatever is happening to you, do you know at times it's there to teach other people a lesson? I'll go back to Job. Remember Job. Whatever happened to Job, it wasn't about Job, Njie. Remember what happened? Lucy, the devil, goes to God. He says, you love this person so much. He's faithful to you because you've blessed him. Then God is actually proud of Job. He wants to prove the devil wrong. And Job does not know anything that there's somebody who's asking, there's a contest about me. He doesn't even know that. Actually, the truth is Job died not knowing that he had been asked. The devil was actually after him and God allowed it. So this is a great controversy. The great controversy is not about you, sir. The great controversy is between Jesus and the devil. The battle is on you. It's not about you. How can you fight the devil? You can't. It's the great controversy between good and evil, isn't it? But being fought on you. The battleground, you know, FNP Stadium is you. That's where, you know, the territory where the war is being fought is on you. Okay? And you happen to have the deciding vote. It's like the devil has cast his vote 50%. Then Jesus has cast his vote also 50%. The deciding vote is on you. You just put your one so that it goes 51% and somebody wins. I don't know whether it's making sense. All right.
Yeah, see, I use some pundits.
So praying this psalm actually can transform our prayer by leading us to reaffirm the faithful and the unchanging nature of God's dealing with his people. You know, we need to understand there are certain things that affect that do not change. Number one, it's God. God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I like that one. He does not change. So the other fact is God does not forget. You know, he says, can a mother forget their sucking child? You know, God says, yes. You know, it's hard to believe that a mother can forget. He said, yes, but I, you know, I will never forget. But I, Jehovah, will never forget you, O Israel. If I forget you, let my tongue be stuck up to the roof of my mouth. You know, he actually says he does not forget. So there is a certain fact. Whatever you are going through, have this fact, my friend. God does not forget. Even if you are at the stage of committing suicide, God does not forget. He hasn't forgotten you. Remember where he was. Jesus was hanging on the cross there. We spoke about it yesterday. My Lord, my wife, have you forsaken me? We agree that God does not forsake anyone. He was there at the cross. The Bible says, if you are in trouble, actually, if you are asking, whenever you are tempted to ask this question, where is God when it hurts? God is right there where he was when his son was hanging on the cross. He hasn't changed the position. He's still seated on that throne when Stephen was being stoned. Remember? When Stephen was being stoned, you remember what Stephen says? Stephen says, I see God seated on the right hand. No, I see God seated on his throne and the Son of Man standing on his right hand. You know? You see God sitting on his throne. The Son of Jesus is standing on the throne. You know? So, Where is God when it hurts? When his children are going through a lot, he's seated there on his throne. He's still in control, calling the shots, you know?
I was going to say, Uhlele ushayifo.
All right.
Yeah.
You see, this time. So when we go to verse, he says, lest my enemy, verse 4, say I have prevailed against, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. The whole point, this is the great controversy. Our enemies want to rejoice when we are moved.
Mm.
God is still at his position. Where are you, sir? When things are not moving, you move now, you go to the man of God and forget the God of the man.
Mm.
Are you running around to go aba kuluma naba pants, you know, and ask, say, no kufuna bantu, no kungwa bantu, isintuness. No, we need not move from our position.
Mm.
So this verse, yes, my enemy say I have prevailed, and those that trap me rejoice when I am moved. So do not be moved. Stay there. The last thing that happens now, when you are not moved, verse 5 actually leads us to deliberately choose to trust God's redemptive power. Even if it is difficult, we need to trust God. He says, but I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. We need to trust God. Omuntu omethembayo, you know, it's somebody you know he will never fail you.
Yes.
It might be difficult. They might be far. If it's your spouse, they might be far. But you trust them that they will not break my heart. You know, you trust them. You know, verse 5 and 6 actually says, he leads us. He says, I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. At the end of it all, you know, I'm in despair. Remember, I've been in despair. From despair to hope, verse 5 and 6 actually leads us to hope, to trust God, that even if it's like this, even if I'm down, I know he will come through for me. Even if it's not working out for me, he will come through for me. So the mere repetition of the words of the Psalms will only a slight comprehension of their meaning will not produce the authentic transformation intended by their use. You know, remember the question we had yesterday. Somebody asked that, should we just be repeating prayers, just copying it? No, we need to be in the shoes of the psalmist, you know, to be in that particular situation, and we actually refer to these psalms and apply them to our lives, because this is the word of God. You know, when this word, when praying the Psalms, we should seek the Holy Spirit to enable us to act in the way demanded by the Psalm. I don't know whether it's making sense.
Yep.
The Psalms are the word of God by which believers' characters and actions are transformed, not only informed. You know, we're not only informed by this word that, no, this transpired, this happened. No. We need to be transformed by the Psalm. That he went through this, he was in despair, but he went through and he gained hope. God's grace, the promises of the Psalms are made manifest in the lives of the believers. These promises, we gain them. This is why Jesus was quoting them, you know. Then he would apply to his life. Then we are praying the same way, from despair to hope.
Yeah.
You know, there's this observation. This question I would like us to answer. How can our trials, you know, draw us closer to God? Do you know, going through trials, also the author of the lesson asked, why, if we're not careful, can they push us away from him? Do you know, trials can draw us closer to God or push us away from God? There was, in my country of origin, around 2008, there was a famine, people were struggling, you know, economic and political instability.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened? During those days, I used to attend this prayer band would go. You know, the prayer bands were full to the brim. After 2008, 2009, things went well. You know, the country was in a positive mood. You know, people would not come. You'd only ask, you know, go for prayer pens. You only find people who are having challenges with their spouses, you know, widows and the like. So I realized that at times we take God as a tablet, you know, mm-hmm. a tablet, a pill, a drug, rather, a drug,
mm.
whereby you just use him as a drug for your headache. When mm. it's over, you forget about him. So, on the contrary, the same time, when we had these challenges, do you know that other people, because of the challenges that we're going through,
mm.
other people forgot about God and they left church?
Mm.
Okay, let's run through 2019, COVID
yes.
2019. Some people drew closer to God during that pandemic. You know, we'd pray as families, we drew closer to God. And some people actually left church. There are people who are no longer Christians because of COVID-19. They do not understand.
Mm.
If God is love, why does he allow this pandemic swiping everyone? So we need to be careful. You know the statement that says the same sun that melts butter, imagine,
mm.
actually hardens clay or cement. It's mm. the same sun. You put this. So we need to respond. It's now about you. Remember the war I spoke about, which is being fought on you.
Yes.
How you respond, how you react.
Hmm.
The challenges we go through, we need to have that hope. Ubana God will see us through. Do you know somebody who's listening to me? I'm not actually undermining grief or actually weighing out on grief on whatever you're going through. Do you know that somebody here lost one child and they left church? But we have somebody in the form of Job who lost 10 children at the mm. same time. Not only 10 children, but thousands of workers, you know. I don't know how many coffins that Job saw on that day. But you know what he said? He says, no, I know my Redeemer liveth.
Yeah.
Naked came I of my mother's womb. You know, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken. Somebody lost a job, and they left church. But Job lost all his property.
And he didn't.
Okay, let me forget about Job. Let us be practical. Even the people are living now. Somebody lost a job, you know. But somebody has lost, you know, they lost their wife to a church member. But they're still there. They go to the same church.
Hmm.
You know? So it's all about understanding this God. The challenges we go through, we need to have a relationship with him, an experience. This is a song of experience, a testimony, you know, that God will see me through. The challenges we go through, yes, they are not the same, but how we respond to them. Remember, he says we are not tempted beyond what our ability to resist.
Mm.
I know. Is there any question? I have said a lot. It's a mouthful. Eh?
You've said a lot, Mpundiswami. You've said a lot, and I think as we wrap it up, Mpundiswami, coming back to that psalm there, I think for me it's that even all of these psalms, even the one we read yesterday, 22, right? It starts off with all the crying and stuff like that, but towards the end, so this one here, verse 5, saying that, but I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me. Meaning that with all of these things, that hope that now comes through, that remember that God is good, you know, through it all, even though there are all these verses, you know, you've been through all this despair and everything, but at the end of it all is that God is good.
All the time.
Mm.
Yes. So this allows us, in conclusion, to trust God's ways, to shape us, you know, into God's will. It's all about God's will, not our will, but God's will. Whatever we do, we need to trust God and follow his will all the time. That's the prayer we should have. God, show me your will so that I follow and trust your will and to unite with Christ. You remember, Christ is our example. What did he do? He refused to follow his will. And followed God's will all the time. Even if it was difficult, he followed God's will. Even if things were not moving, he followed and trusted God. Through it all the trials we go through, my friend, let's hold on. He will see us through. He is faithful. Let's trust him.
Indeed, indeed. Mpundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray that even when we'll be praying, you know, we're learning to pray through these psalms and we are writing our own psalms in our hearts about our experiences. But at the end of it, before we put the full stop, we remember that we have to say that God is good and we appreciate him for that. And then we end there.
Oh, yes. Let's meet tomorrow where we talk about, restore us again. God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for the time we have spent. We invite your presence in our life, so that we are able to humble ourselves to accept your will. It is not easy, Lord, all the time to accept your will, because your will at times leads us to Mara, where there is bitter waters. But we need to be patient, because you'll be able to make it sweet. From despair to hope, we need to move, to shift from despair to hope. Help us, Lord. I'm praying for somebody who's at the verge of committing suicide, who's losing their jobs, who is at the verge of losing their marriage, to have hope in you. They're in despair. Give them hope, to trust in you through it all. Be with the all production team and our leaders to have a good day today. This is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundis, thank you so much for being with us. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Okay, keep well.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by...